This month, we're going to talk about sovereignty, habits, and crystals. It's going to be awesome. So, what are habits? When we think of something being habitual, it means it's repetitive, right? But it doesn't just mean that. It actually means that we got used to it. Something that our brain naturally creates in a material body as the way to simplify our reality. So, habits, good or bad, positive, negative, beneficial, non-beneficial, they are pretty much a shortcut to an operational program pathway. So your brain is designed to not have to come up with new scenario, new solution every time. If it had to do that, we wouldn't be able to function. It's actually quite complicated to figure out something new, to figure out a solution to a problem. I'm sure you know this, because anytime we're faced with something we have not dealt with before, there is a moment of, ooh, how do I do this? What do I do? Do I do it like this, like that? Does somebody else know maybe better how to do it? What are my options? And so on. It takes a lot of time. On another hand, when we have figured out a solution, and it works, and then we applied it again and again and again, we don't have to think about it anymore. So a habit is simply a repetitive action that our brain has committed to because we decided that that is a way to solve a particular problem. So inside your brain, think of it like a neuron pathway, like a train track that your electrical charge goes on. Now, whatever the solution was, it formed a track. So next time when you're faced with a similar issue, the thought components of your brain, the actual analytical thinking or emotional thinking or all these other higher functions, don't even activate. They just go immediately into the habit, because by that the brain says, oh yeah, I recognize it, I know this pattern, this is how we're dealing with it, we dealt with it before, so this is what we're doing. The problem with that is that if some of those solutions are designed by your lower self, by the part of you that was scared, that wasn't sure, that didn't really know what to do, so it came up with sort of a backwards way of doing it within your psyche, not just externally, then that is what your system automatically wants to do. This is how we have unconscious desires when we think that we actually want something. When we don't, it's our own brain that says, this is how we solve the problem. This is also why it's hard to break a habit. Because anytime we try to redirect this train of electrical charge, we get chemical response from the brain that says, oh, but you're going the wrong way. We don't want to allocate resources in figuring this out. We already know the answer. This is not the way to go. And chemically, it's conditioning us to go for the stimuli that is the habitual pathway. That's why we get relief when we do the action that is habitual, even though we know it's not really beneficial. Like, let's say if you want a cookie, and you know that you've had way too many cookies, and this is not the good thing for you to have. So you ask your body, do you want a cookie? No, it doesn't. You ask your emotions, do you want a cookie? You would like to get an answer no, but your emotions say yes. That's not because your emotions want a cookie. Your emotions don't even know what cookie is. What they want, though, is comfort. And the comfort got associated with a cookie sometime long ago. Now, let's say you resist. Let's say you say no. I know that it's not beneficial for me to have this cookie, so I'm not having it. And by doing so, supposedly you change your habit, right? But you don't. Because if you do that, that is the use of your willpower. Which means that your brain is going to throw every chemical at you that it has at its disposal in order to make you miserable doing the thing you think you should be doing, because it is saying you're sabotaging our well-being. We know the answer to your comfort need is the cookie. What is wrong with you? Why aren't you having one? So that's why if we eventually give in and have the damn cookie, we suddenly feel relief. Then after that, we might feel guilt and whatever else. But the initial chemical response is actually relief. That's because the chemical need got chemically met when we reset back to the habitual pathway. So Obviously, there are so many pathways we have created in our brain that are not beneficial for us. And a lot of that is pre-programmed by some karmic patterns. A lot of that is programmed by external environment, like how we got indoctrinated into what our parents believe or our culture believed, our teachers believed, and so on. When we try to change the habit, and we do so with the willpower, it doesn't work because it brings us right back to this struggle of, but I really want this and why can't I have it? And when we give in, it creates the cycle of guilt and I'm weak and I can't do it. And the same thing, by the way, goes for the internal psychological patterns. So we're not just talking about things like having a cookie, which is a more common material example, but from the standpoint of how you feel. Like, let's say if you habitually minimize yourself and you show up to the world as, well, I'm not that big, well, I'm not that important, well, I'm not this, oh, here I go again, talk too much, I should not talk so much, and so on. That's a habit as well. So then if we try to do something opposite than that and say, no, I know that I need to show up, so I'm going to show up, I'm going to have an opinion, I'm going to allow myself to shine, which is a great thing, all this big cascade that comes in and says, oh, no, don't do that, that's a bad allocation of your resources. That's what the brain says. The lower self story attached to it might be, then you will be hurt, you'll be punished, or you'll be rejected. That's a story. That's a higher functioning. But the lower, more animal functioning, the actual chemical habit component, is essentially, you're making us work. We already know the answer to this. You have to minimize yourself and hide. So why are you trying not to hide? This is not efficient. That's what the brain says. So that's why if we, let's say, do it, we get exhausted because we're now going against the habit if we show up. Or if we give in and do withdraw and minimize and hide, we feel sort of relief, like, oh, I'm safe again. But actually, it has nothing to do with safety. That's a story on top of the chemical response. So what we want to work with this whole month is how do we change that chemical story from activating in the first place? You know, not so much the human story, but the chemical part of it, as in the actual habit. In order for that to happen, we have to tell our brain that we are something different than what it thinks we are. This goes back to who are you being, what are parameters for how you're looking at the situation. The chemical solution that the brain came up with was built during the time when the parameters of perception were different. In other words, when you were a child, your view of reality was very different and much smaller than what it is now as a grown-up. And a lot of things got mistranslated. So by looking at the larger picture, like linking each habit that you have that is negative, that you want to change, to something that is, like, how did I come up with this habit? What were the set of parameters on which I base that solution? So we're not necessarily tackling the solution itself, because to the child self, that solution might have totally seemed reasonable, right? But we're tackling more of the parameters themselves. And by lifting ourselves to a different set of parameters, we now have more tools available. This shows the brain that the previous solution is inefficient. And the brain is all about efficiency. The only reason it fights us on habits is because we're essentially staying within the same parameters. We never challenge them. So the brain says, okay, reality is still the same as when you were 2 years old or 5 years old, but now you're being inefficient by trying to change that. Instead, what we want to do is tell the brain that, hey, the parameters of reality changed. Actually, consciously realize that the tools with which you were choosing are not the same anymore. Now there are more options. And the brain is all about efficiency, so now we're using the chemical, biological organism to actually help us promote the new solution. So when we're replacing negative habit with positive habit, which, by the way, we always have to, there is no such thing as taking a negative habit and just making it go away. It's not possible. Every habit is a pathway that is directional for the electrical charge, which means we have to redirect it. Like, there has to be a different something that we're choosing habitually to do instead of the thing that we don't want to do. So what you would need to do is look at a couple of habits in your life. Some could be material things. Some could be psychological things, emotional things, the way you perceive yourself, the way you habitually interact with people maybe, or some inner voices that you utilize with yourself, whatever those things might be. Look at some of your negative habits. Make a list, and out of that list, pick maybe 3 to 5 that you would like to work with right now, this month. So we all have like hundreds of habits, that micro habits that we would like to change. But we're going to only look at probably 3 or 5 if they're similar. But for this exercise, you're going to only pick one out of the top ones that you picked. So whatever that habit might be, that's what we will be reprogramming. And to do so, we need to look at, okay, what do we want to replace it with? Another habit. Not just like, oh, I want to not do that. That doesn't work. It's, I am doing this thing for whatever reason, and I want to replace that behavior, because habit is a behavior, with another type of a behavior. So really be clear with yourself what behavior you want to replace it with. Okay? Then look at the set of parameters on which the original negative habit has been formed. Like, how old were you where that happened? Maybe you don't know exact age, but look at what sort of set of tools there that you had that allowed you to think that that is the way out, that this is the correct action, which now you know it's not. So chances are it was a much smaller view of reality. Okay, now look at the replacement habit, the positive, beneficial one. What are you basing that on? Is it just a should? Because if it is, it's not going to work. There has to be a true internal understanding that, all right, with the new parameters, the most efficient logical choice to handle this is different now, and this is what it looks like. Because brain is actually going to challenge you on that, so you need to be clear for your own body's sake that this is the reason why you want to change it, not because Eugenia said so, or some book said so, or because I think it's better, or because I know I'm supposed to. But what is it in you personally that wants that different behavior? Because you would have to be committed to it, right? So look for those new parameters on which you're basing this other choice. And then every time the negative habit wants to run, like this program wants to run, like you're facing a cookie or whatever your psychological cookie might be, that's where you want to stop. Use your willpower to stop, but not to resist the cookie, but you want to take the elevator up. You want to shift to a different set of parameters. You can actually use comparison in that moment. Like, okay, this thing, as in comfort through cookie, developed when I was 5. Now I'm, let's say, you know, 55. And within this set of parameters, I know this, and that, and why this is important. And I can give myself that comfort by opening my heart and tuning into the universe, let's say, or by having a cup of tea, if it has to be a physical component. But cookie is not the solution. In other words, you replace the set of parameters when it becomes so logical that the cookie is not an option anymore. It's just not necessary. By doing that, your willpower is more about redirecting from one to another instead of resisting the cookie. Now you're focusing on the positive, not on the negative thing you're trying to avoid. So practice that. Look at different things and find sort of where is the set of parameters that it used to be and what changed and what are the new parameters, because that's what you're going to be utilizing within yourself. And also what would be the replacement of the true desire within these parameters, because every habit is a solution to something, right? Like, let's say if you're used to having a cupboard with teacups on the right, and this is where your hand goes when you get in the kitchen and you want a cup of tea, it just goes that way. But what happens if you're in a different house? Maybe you're traveling or you're a guest somewhere. Maybe now the teacup's in a different side. But your hand still wants to go this way because it's habitually, the brain remembers that the shortcut to tea is that way. So you would have to reassess that and tell yourself, okay, I'm in a different house. And in this house, the fastest way for me to get tea is that way. And then after a while, the brain says, okay, got it, because the brain is all about efficiency. So play with those parameters, and I will see you in the spotlight session.